Now I see things in a different way, by Krishna's mercy.
Quote, not only is the Supreme Personality of Godhead present as the Supersoul of all living entities, at the same time, He pervades everything in the entire creation. He exists in all circumstances and at all times. Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, 7:6-20-23 purport.
Everything I read about in your Bhakti Yoga process involves a progression, a gradual change in consciousness, an awakening, a shift from the illusion of Maya into the light of transcendence, ignorance and depression to knowledge and ebullience. The problem is that my troubles are real. I am struggling right now, today, at this very moment. I don't have time to wait for some transformation that might take years or many lifetimes. I seek an immediate solution. I feel I can't risk the significant time required for purification. It's like the walls are closing in. I can't relax, not even for a moment. Constant anxiety. Forced to remain in a certain place. Rampant corruption around me. Friends and family duped into believing a giant hoax created by the government and their co-conspirators in the media. Nothing is right. I need the Supreme Lord to rescue me.
It is certainly difficult to be patient with something so important, where the promise is for a better way of life, for healing the cuts and bruises experienced traveling the rugged road of material existence. Yet there should be tremendous optimism from the mere ability to ask such questions. The same opportunity was lacking previously. In a different species I would not be aware of the problem. The sense demands would be the limit of priority. Eat, sleep, mate and defend. I fortunately reached the auspicious human birth, but even here I required some time to sober up to allow the natural intelligence to emerge. One particular comforting truth is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is omnipresent both in terms of time and space. Whenever I feel alone, I should know that I am not. Whenever I think that hope is lost or soon will be, there is a well-wishing friend nearby. God accomplishes omnipresence through an expansion known as Supersoul. The notable distinction is neutrality. Supersoul does not interfere. He is the witness, Antaryami, to both good and bad. Supersoul is within both the burglar and the homeowner, the sinner and the saint, the liar and the honest person, the fool and the genius.
Bigrija naman ek ki sudhre abhi aaju, ho hi Ram ko naam japu tulsi taji ko smaju. Quote, the many past births you spoiled can be rectified right now, today. If you start chanting Sri Rama's holy name and renounce bad association, says Tulsi. Dohavli, 22.
Goswami Tulsidas has advice targeted to this particular lament. He acknowledges that past births were spoiled. We know so based on the present one. We are here today because at some time prior we desired separation from the Almighty. We asked to be in illusion, to have forgetfulness, and the Grand Coordinator granted the wish. But everything can be changed in an instant. Right now, today. Simply chant the holy name of Rama and give up bad association. This is the advice of the saint. Give it a try. The holy names are many, and they can be found in an easy to repeat mantra. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Saintly people can be accessed through recorded words, songs, and instructions. By maintaining routine in these two recommended practices, everything essentially takes care of itself. I will receive the healing power that I was so desperate for, and I will be able to pass on the same to others. In closing, my depression surpassing, where even to others passing, that knowledge which came, from chanting holy name and bad association renouncing, who the divine path denouncing, since Rama everywhere is he, now a different way to see.